Good morning. It's February 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is A Little Sweetness. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller. Some people dislike Valentine's Day. They say it's a holiday designed by Hallmark and Ghirardelli to ramp up their profits. Well, is there a bah humbug equivalent for February 14th? Most people love Valentine's Day, and that's because most people have someone to love and be loved by, or at least somebody in mind. A lot of us humans aren't very good at expressing or even remembering to make the effort to express our feelings for the people closest to us. Consequently, they welcome a little help at least once per year. Valentine's Day started in the late 5th century AD when Pope Gelasius replaced the pagan celebration of spring and matchmaking rituals of Lupercalia with the new holiday. There are multiple accounts of which saint, named Valentine, is honored in the holiday's designation, but the most likely is a bishop from Terni, who in the late 3rd century was said to have secretly married couples, exempting the husbands from military conscription for at least a year, and thus avoiding any ongoing wars. The exchange of cards on February 14th, containing messages professing affection, became common as early as the mid-1500s. Since emotions were thought for centuries to arise in the heart and not the brain, candies and images on cards taking the shape of the heart became popular, as did depictions of Cupid, the Roman god of love, shooting his arrows into the heart designated by an admirer in order to capture it for them. Virtually all creatures like at least a bit of something sweet from time to time. Well, okay, they say cats can't taste sweet, maybe, but it sure seems like our cat used to. In fact, we're so attracted to it that this designation of one of the 4 primary taste areas on the tongue has become associated with acts of kindness or even features of one's personality. And this concept of sweetness, of being kind to one another, has extended even to our children, who celebrate Valentine's Day right down to kindergarten. I like the idea of being kind to each other, and so does God. Recall that loving your neighbor is the second half of the greatest commandment, Matthew 22:37. Sure, you can express it with flowers, chocolates, dinner out, and a card, but you could just as easily write your affections on a post-it note. In fact, you could promise to do a specific nice thing for the recipient daily, or weekly, or monthly, or whatever you come up with. Everyone can appreciate kindness. Mark Twain said, "Kindness is the language the deaf can hear and the blind can see." Every kindness you extend to others will be appreciated, but it will have an even more powerful effect on your own peace and happiness. Beginning today, treat everyone you meet as though they will pass away by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, with no thought of reward. Your life will never be the same. Og Mandino. Doubt thou the stars are on fire. Doubt that the sun doth move. Doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt my love. William Shakespeare. Anyone who says it's as easy as taking candy from a baby has obviously never tried to take candy from a baby. Unknown. Stress, spelled backwards, is desserts. Coincidence? I think not. Chandler on Friends. Lord, you're all about love. Scripture tells us you are love. Guide us to lighten our hearts for this man-made holiday and spread a little sweetness as intended. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.